यदा बध्नुं दाक्षायना हिरण्यकोशपादिकाय सुमुञ्चमानाः तन्न आबद्धामि शतशारदा जाजुष्माज
I am Om Prakash, an ordinary person just like you. I participate in Hindu rituals just as my family has always done. But while carrying out these rituals, my mind is full of questions. I ask myself, why are you doing this? What is the meaning of it? Is it really necessary?
Om Prakash, are you ready to discover the secrets hidden behind these questions? India is the ancient land of festivals. Every year, we celebrate many different festivals, listen to stories, perform rituals, and try to capture the significance that has been lost and forgotten over the centuries. Amongst the festivals of India, Mahashivratri is considered to be one of the most important yet mysterious celebrations. God Shiva has been worshipped since time immemorial. So why do we participate in these rituals? Is it just because everybody else does it? In order to answer these questions, we must first understand what is behind the customs, rituals, and stories. One such example is the story of the hunter. It was the day of Shivratri. A hunter had searched all day but found nothing to kill. Eventually, he saw a herd of deer and took aim with his bow and arrow. But they ran off into the distance. So he decided to hide up a tree and wait for another opportunity to come. Time passed by. It was getting late, and he was unwilling to return home empty-handed. He had had nothing to eat all day, and was now feeling hungry and thirsty. His eyes kept searching for his prey to return. He was becoming tired, and tried to sleep a little, but the cold kept him awake. shivering, he kept uttering the word, Shiv, Shiv, Shiv. While restlessly waiting for his prey, he picked leaves from the tree and let them fall. It so happened that he was sitting in a bell tree, and below was an ancient Shivalingam. After some time, he noticed a deer had arrived, and he drew his bow to shoot him. The deer, suddenly noticing the hunter, spoke to him.
Wait, wait, please don't kill me. The rest of my family is waiting for me, so please let me go and just say goodbye to them. Then I give you my word, I'll return to this very same spot, and then you can kill me.
So, the hunter accepted the word of the innocent creature and let him go. On returning to the herd, the deer told them his story, and after some discussion, they decided that they would all offer themselves to be sacrificed to the hunter. The hunter, noticing the deer returning, drew his bow ready for the kill. The deer then spoke.
I have returned according to my promise. If you want to kill me, you must kill all of us, because we've decided that either we live together or die together.
Having mercy on the creatures, he decided to let them live. Suddenly, from beneath the tree, a sweet sound emerged from the ancient Shivalingam. Sweet child, child. Puzzled and enchanted by its sweetness, the hunter looked around. Seeing the ancient Shivalingam glowing and emanating, he climbed down the tree. And knelt before the image in prayer. He listened attentively to the sound coming from the idol. My child, your prayers have been fulfilled. You have sat patiently for many hours in the cold. You chanted my name, you fasted, and you dropped bell leaves on my lingam. Finally, you did a great and sincere act of charity and let the innocent deer live. I am very pleased with you. You will be greatly rewarded. Shiva is in fact the incorporeal supreme soul, the merciful and compassionate one, who benefits and favors all. This is why the temples of Shiva are found all over India. There are 12 famous Jyotirlingams, the light forms of Shiva, that are considered to be some of the most sacred pilgrimage places of India. Out of the 12 Jyotirlingams, the most ancient is Somnath, which lies by the shore of the Indian Ocean in Saurashtra. Solva refers to the moon. It is believed that at this place the moon received its brightness from the light of Shiva. Soma also means nectar. The nectar of knowledge from the Supreme Soul is the source of enlightenment, benefit and happiness, and is believed to destroy the darkness of ignorance. This is why this temple has been built with so much love and devotion.
Near Somnath in Dwarka is the Jyotirlingam named Nageshwar Nagnath, the Lord of the Snakes. In every Shiva temple, a five-headed cobra stands coiled around the lingam. These five heads, raised in a striking pose, are symbolic of the five vices that hold humanity in the bondage of suffering. Incorporeal Shiva is the only one who is immune to this poison. And he alone can free mankind from that dependency.
Now let us go to the Himalayas. In the lap of the ice-bound chain of the highest peaks lies the Jyotirlingam named Kedarnath. Devotees undertake a long and arduous pilgrimage to Kedarnath Shiva in their quest for spiritual fulfillment, signifying that the fruits of a hard ordeal are sweet indeed. Anyone who is sincere in their quest for spiritual benefit for themselves and the world will find favor here with the Supreme Soul. They experience the reward of complete success that fills their heart with love and devotion as a result of their hard efforts.
Now let us move to Uttar Pradesh. The Jyotirlingam at Banaras is known as Vishweshwar. This famous temple is situated at Varanasi, where the Varuni and Asi rivers meet the Ganges. This Jyotirlingam represents the incorporeal form of light, the Supreme Being, is the Lord of the world. He is accepted as the Supreme Father of all souls of all religions, and therefore this Jyotirlingam is also known as Vishwanath, the Lord of the world. Devotees worship this lingam image, believing it connects them with God.
Now let us turn to Madhya Pradesh. Here, in the cultural capital of India, Ujjain, the Jyotirlingam is known as Mahakaleshwar, the Lord of the Great Death. Shiva, as the Lord of Death, frees all people from their fear and illusion of death. Death is the final truth of life, which everyone must face. And so, the gift of divine knowledge of the immortality of the soul can only be given by the one who is himself immortal and beyond death. This temple is a memorial of that great gift from the Supreme God Shiva.
In Madhya Pradesh, we also find two additional Jyotirlingams, Omkareshwar and Amaleshwar. Although they are two separate entities, they are considered equally important and are worshipped with the same degree of faith. The stories relate how a king, Mandata, pleased God Shiva by asking him to stay in this place for the benefit of humanity. Omkareshwar represents the form of Om, which signifies that the Supreme Soul Shiva is incorporeal. Amaleshwar indicates that God Shiva is completely clean, the purifier of all sins. So by having all our relationships with God, the Supreme, we free ourselves from the vices and experience supreme bliss.
In Maharashtra, near Nasik, by the Gautami River, lies the ancient pilgrimage place of Triambakeshwar. The spiritual significance of this Jyotirlingam is no less interesting than the stories that are told in Bhakti. Triambakeshwar represents the god of the third eye. This eye of spiritual wisdom and knowledge can see beyond and experience the things that cannot be seen through these physical eyes. When the third eye, a gift from God Shiva, opens, the great enemies of anger and lust are destroyed.
Near Aurangabad, also in Maharashtra, at the Ellora Caves, is the Jyotirlingam Temple, Grishneshwar. The legend has it that Parvati, the wife of Shiva, had taken vermilion, saffron and water from the temple of Shiva. Grinding these together in her hand, Krishna actually means grinding, she created a Shivalingam which shone with a bright light, and this is why this pilgrimage place bears the name Grishneshwar. In fact, this act of grinding represents the spiritual practice of churning divine knowledge, which in turn transforms the intellect to a higher purpose in life.
Close to Grishneshwar is another Jyotirlingam named Vaidyanath. Out of the 12 Jyotirlingams, God Vaidyanath's name has a special prominence. This name signifies that the form of light, the Supreme Soul, is the healer of all healers, the Supreme Surgeon. If anyone has an incurable disease, they will turn to God in supplication for help and healing. When people can no longer manage the problems of the world, then the Supreme Healer, the Supreme Soul Himself, incarnates to erase the pain, problems and diseases of mankind. He is also called Nilkanth, the Blue-Throated One. This is because He Himself absorbs all the poisons of this polluted world, and so liberates mankind from all forms of evil.
Just a short distance away from Vaidyanath, near Pune, there is another Jyotirlingam named Bhimashankar. This lingam represents the almighty power of God. The legend has it that God Shiva, through his great power, defeated the devil of the three worlds, Tripurasur. This represents that when human souls, due to their ego, are diverted towards and defeated by Maya, the human weaknesses, at that time, the Almighty Supreme Light incarnates and gives humanity the power to gain victory over these vices.
Now, let us go to the south of India. In Andhra Pradesh, in Sri Shailam, the Jyotirlingam is named Malik Arjun. This Shiva temple is several stories high, symbolizing spiritual elevation in human life. Malika means jasmine, a beautiful, sweet, fragrant white flower. Devotees remember God as Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Because God, as the seed of the world, is the benefactor and the extremely beautiful one. This temple commemorates the combination of truth and beauty of the Supreme God Shiva, who radiates his beauty and loveliness throughout the world.
Now, from Andhra Pradesh, let's go to Tamil Nadu. In Tamil Nadu, we find Rameshwaram Jyotirlinga. Here, legends tell us how Lord Ram went to the shore of the ocean to worship God Shiva and pray for power to overcome his enemy Ravan. Many Hindus worship the great deity Ram. However, in this temple, Sri Ram is shown worshipping God Shiva. This shows us that even the deities had deep love and devotion for God Shiva. The incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is not only the Father of all souls, but he is also the God of the deities.
Throughout this pilgrimage of the 12 Jyotirlingas, it is clear that each name reveals an important aspect of the identity of the Supreme Being. This allows us to gain a better understanding of Supreme God Shiva's great virtues and acts, and how we can fulfill our responsibilities by performing these rituals for God. But do we really understand the meaning, how these pearls of knowledge have become entwined in the rosary of rituals? The water falling drop by drop from the urn above the Shivalingam signifies that the mind has to be continuously connected with the Supreme, so that the soul is filled with the divine powers and virtues from the Supreme Soul. The milk, yogurt and water that are offered to the Shivalingam represents that in order to stay in the remembrance of the Supreme Soul Shiva, we need to have purity of mind and an enlightened character. The uk flower, datura and bell leaves that are offered onto the Shivalingam indicate that negative qualities, intoxications and addictions should be offered up and surrendered to God Shiva, the purifier. Three lines of sandalwood paste are drawn on the Shivalingam with a dot placed in the center. This symbolizes that Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are actually the creation of Shiva. Through Brahma, God creates the new world. Through Vishnu, God sustains the new creation. And through Shankar, the iron-aged impure world is destroyed. The Supreme Being is also called God. The initial of God signifies three divine acts. G represents Brahma, the generator. O represents Vishnu, the operator. And D represents Shankar, the destroyer. If the Supreme Soul Shiva is the creator of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, how could they be considered to be the same? In fact, we notice a great difference between Shiva and Shankar. The Supreme Soul Shiva is an incorporeal point of light, whereas Shankar is a deity with a subtle body. Supreme Soul Shiva is also the creator of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, whereas Shankar is just the creation of Shiva. the Supreme Soul Shiva, dwells in the supreme abode of transcendent light, where Shankar dwells below in the subtle regions. The Supreme Soul Shiva is known as the benefactor of all, where Shankar is understood to be the destroyer. It is apparent that the temples are known as Shiva temples and not Shankar temples. This is why you would notice that the Shiva Lingam represents a point of light and not a Shankar idol. The festival is known as Maha Shivratri and not Shankar Ratri. Shiva temples are always called Shivalay and not Shankaralay. The deity Shankar is shown to be lost in the love of his beloved God. So who is that God? Since the name, form, dwelling place and activities are different, how could they be considered to be the same? Now you may ask, what is the relevance of these spiritual teachings for this modern world? We find that there is a connection, because today people are desperately searching for meaning and happiness in the world. They have become caught up in the attractions of a life of illusions. Mankind's ancient spiritual traditions have been distorted and their essence forgotten, while people today follow blindly the new materialistic culture. It is said that the youth are the foundation of tomorrow's world, but are they prepared to face the challenges of this present time? Young people today are often exposed and influenced to such a degree by fashion that they have lost sight of their own identity. Caught up in the excesses of addiction, their lives go up in smoke. Merged in a world of media entertainment at the expense of their own time, energy and wealth. Om Prakash is also watching TV, seeking some satisfaction. Repeatedly pressing the buttons of his remote control to change the channels, he is not able to find anything of any interest. Om Prakash, Om Prakash, what are you doing with your life? In which direction are you going? Do you really want to waste your valuable time, your energy and wealth, like your friends are? This is an illusory world of lies, corruption, deceit, and hypocrisy. Do you really want to be a part of all of that? At that very moment, Om Prakash had a spiritual experience. What is happening? What is going on? What is this extraordinary light? Where is this light coming from? Something is awakening within me. What an incredible experience. I feel peaceful. I feel love. I feel power. This is so strange.
But how do we get in there?
Om Prakash is unable to understand the meaning of this experience. Meanwhile, his mother enters the room seeing him lost in thought, asked the reason for this. Om Prakash was confused and did not know how to express his experience. His mother was understanding and comforted him. She recommended learning meditation as a means to unlock the secrets of his experiences. She explained to him how the technique of Raja Yoga meditation can resolve the stress of today's world. She pointed out that it was not just the youth, but the world in general that has no direction. And Raja Yoga is the only way to resolve all our problems. Om Prakash listened carefully to what his mother had to say, because he was now curious to discover where this journey would lead him to. She explained that through Raja Yoga, the mind can become concentrated and the intellect stabilized, resulting in a feeling of well-being. This creates stability and mastery of the self and the sense organs. So, when a soul goes into the depths of introspection, it becomes possible to have a realization of God.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham.
Sweet children, when there is extreme irreligiousness in the world, then I incarnate to establish the true religion. I am Shiva, the form of light, the supreme soul, the supreme father of all souls. At the present time, all human souls have forgotten me, their supreme father, and have come under the influence of lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego, resulting in sorrow, peacelessness, and impurity. This is when I come and teach you easy Raja Yoga and spiritual knowledge, and give the blessing of liberation and liberation in life to all human souls. Sweet children, consider yourself to be a soul separate from your body, and remember me, your supreme spiritual father. Through this remembrance of me, all your suffering and sin will be finished. You have been doing devotion of me for many births. Now I am giving you the fruit of your devotion in the form of knowledge. For this, I take the support of the body of an ordinary man, Prajapita Brahma. Through this medium, I establish the golden aged world, which is your inheritance, your godfatherly birthright. So, be yogi, be pure. Be yogi, be pure. Be yogi, be pure. Through Om Prakash's experience, the questions that had arisen in his mind were answered. There are many people like him who have come to study godly knowledge and yoga at the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University to experience peace and happiness in their lives. This institution has been created for the benefit of humanity and world peace by the Supreme Father himself. The Brahma Kumaris is successfully administered by Raj Yogini, Dr. Dadi Prakashmani, Her name means Jewel of Light, an inspiring, motivating, and highly spiritual personality.
Hare Krishna Kale, I'm to hospital speaker. Ek room, koi bhi choti ho bari ho, us room ko meditation room banao.
Beyond caste, culture, and language, not only in India, but all over the world, this institution is benefiting mankind, both morally and spiritually. So, let us all join together in love and brotherhood and spread peace into the world.